Not your bloodline.
I crumpled the flag.
You crumpled the flag. Whoever crumpled the flag.
I neglected the flag. All right.
I remember being a kid and thinking that was like, I remember thinking that was like a serious thing.
Never once did I at any point.
I genuinely thought like, because people, I never did, but people in the morning would go like fold the flag and shit out front of school.
You would see, you would spy.
And be like, I'd see them. Well, the students did it.
True.
That was a student job. And I remember thinking it was like a law. Like the flag can't touch the ground.
Like killing praying mantises?
Yeah, killing praying mantis. The laws I followed were definitely killing praying mantis.
Fold the flag?
Don't let the flag touch
the ground.
Did
you ever see a weak fold and fucking get nervous? Or be like, this guy's about to get scooped. Well,
cops are going to come. This guy's folding this thing wrong. Fucking cops will be here any second.
Well, have you ever seen a bad fold where you kind of got worried?
All right, hear me out.
First of all, you fucking treat this thing like you treat my
this,
pirate
the
map
The treasure
like
map
shit.
Is garbage. Look. Hear me out on this. There should be a Twilight Zone episode where white people are the victims of a systemic culture of racism.
Sure.
Where black cops show up to white neighborhoods and enforce crimes, petty crimes that white people commit, like killed a praying mantis.
I mean, dude, it's call it 2055. This is what's going to be in 2055. We're going to defund the police. You're going to be like, get your house. Some black dude's going to come and be like, excuse me, you can't do this. And we're like, why don't you leave us alone? Why don't you keep us alone? Why don't you leave us alone? There's just like 90 white people left in 60 years. And we're like, why don't you guys leave us alone? All we're trying to do is do our culture. Please, like, what are you guys up to? And be like, Nazis and stuff? Come on, man. That's who's going to make it.
We came from kings in Germany. Our German kings.
Yeah, we're going to be a minority soon. They're going to like, come on, guys. A minute for white culture. We're going to be like, showing like Kenny Chesney. Like, yeah, we used to do cool stuff sometimes.
Yeah, we had cool stuff, but you know, yeah, there's just gonna be a Gestapo of lesbians breaking into your house.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what are you doing?
Social workers, dude. You're gonna have
social workers.
You're gonna have block captains.
Described what social workers are to me, and they are truly the last people I believe we need mediating anything.
True. You give,
especially if we're gonna be sending social workers into inner cities, you know who we're sending in. The social workers are all going to be white teenagers.
They won't go. That's the thing. No, they won't go. They'll be like, they'll go there and be like, I'm actually just going to work for my dad.
Dude, how many of the police do you think are going to get raped? How many like hot college social workers are going to go try to bust up a fucking?
I mean, that is the valid.
I'm gonna start committing crimes just so social workers come over to my house.
Yeah, like well, you're a bad boy. Be like, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So.
What's up?
Yeah. What? What am I?
Oh, yeah, man. I mean, the funny thing is, whenever I'd ask a lot of the, let's say, super left, far leaning social work colleagues, like, where are you guys doing your field placement? They're like, I'm at Bryn Mawr School. I'm working with the P. It's like, okay, that's cool. So, yeah, they wouldn't come. But you'd have like front level, not tooting my own horn, you'd have the fucking beast like me pulling up into a drug ring and be like, all right, boys. What we got going? Actually, no, I wouldn't be doing that. I'd be going there for like guys would be like shitting themselves alone in their house instead of a cop being like, come on, you motherfucker, get up. You'd have some guy just being like, I respect you. I just want to know you're so fucking powerful.
Have you tried programming?
Can we go over your strengths
you
right now?
You should get high. You should get high as fuck tonight. Some guy who shits his pants.
Oh, fuck. Yeah,
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to demean your.
No, I mean, you know where social work started from. Was some rich white people being like, let's go down there to Flea Bottom and teach fucking Skid Row. And we're like, these guys are all fucked up. Let's go down there and measure their heads.
Flea Bottom.
Yeah.
That fucking Game of Thrones.
Yeah, it started out with white people being like, look, hear me out on this, but I think you can measure people's heads to see if they're smart or not. And then we'll go down. You can also tell if they're criminals too by like the way their eyes are. And you go down there, and if they are criminals by looking at their eyes, let's just teach them not how to be pieces of shit. And that's where social work started.
It's funny that was like, that used to be like Minority Report back then. They're like, we finally have the technology to, you know, pre-crime. We can prevent crime. How big is his fucking forehead?
Like, this guy looks retarded. I think there's a link.
And unfortunately, there's no doubt in my mind that there was a strong link between dudes who had like deformed heads and vicious crimes back in the old
because day. They used to like come by and like, please, sir, can you help me? Get out of here, you fucking freak, and you would kick them. Ew, dude, you look fucked up.
Yeah, they'd put them in bell towers and shit.
Your mom probably did something bad. That's why you look like that. Get the fuck out of here. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, if you were a freak, you had to hide. People would be like, throw rocks. Little kids would see you and instinctively be like, fuck, man, throw a rock at you. And their parents make throw rocks in the freak again. Have another. Nice. Here's one more spoon of soup.
You fucking hit that freak. You hit him good.
That's my boy.
Remember, I used to throw rocks at freaks back in my day. Yeah. Guy finally jumped off of a mountain, but
anyway, he raped a bunch of girls and then killed himself. But now it's the freak's problem.
One time, I pegged him right in the nuts. Your uncle, your brother's like, you didn't hit him in the fucking nuts. You hit him in the leg. Fucking hit him freak. You hit a big freak. I saw his nuts. I saw the freak down in the lake taking a bath. He had the biggest fucking nuts.
He did not.
I saw his nuts. They were.
He didn't hit his nuts. He's been telling this story for years. He didn't hit the freak's nuts.
I did. It was a fucking arrowhead. I found it, fucking hit him.
Skipped it right across the water. Jumped out, hit the freak right in the deck. He was on a date. He was on a date. The freak was on a date.
I mean, dude, can you? Fashion eventually filters down to definitely like fat white dudes with fat legs. That's who wears AN1 shorts.
AN1 shorts are, yeah, it all trickles down to just dudes who do heroin. Yeah. It's just dudes in heroin. AN1. Think of all their nicknames. Sleepy.
Well, even
Shit. Sleepy's got it. At Wawa.
Like South Pole gear. It's just heroin. Everything filters down to heroin addicts.
Was it a Nietzsche? ENYC.
Yeah,
isn't that how you pronounce it?
Yeah, I just call it ENS. But yeah. I think it's a Nietzsche. I think you're right.
Maybe.
Well, anyway,
that's totally trickled down. So basically, yeah, it does go from like black culture, whatever's fashionable, a decade later, white drug users will be wearing it. And they'll be sleeping in it.
Which is
good. It's extra fabric.
True.
Those guys are probably like fashioning tents out of it.
True, man. Like a first down bubble jacket, dude. That's fucking perfect for sleeping in Kensington.
Yeah, I think that's actually how, like, I could be wrong. I think denim started as a tent.
Really?
Lemaire, you're fired. I know this isn't the climate for us to be firing our only minority partner, but you're fucking fired, dude. I could be wrong about that, but I think denim started as a tent fabric, and then like miners just started wearing them as pants because they were durable.
That's also not a very breathable fabric. You're in a denim. Do you ever wake up in a tent?
Yes.
It's fucking hot.
It sucks. The tarp. It always sucks. I've never had a shitty experience waking up in a tent.
Yeah, Matt, if you woke up in a tent, you would just have nut sweat on your forehead. In a jean tent.
Yeah, just nonstop.
It would just, your whole body would be crotch sweat.
Yeah, well, their lives did suck. So, I mean, you just wake up all sweated out, and you're just like, all right.
I got a shower last night. I worked out last night and did like a no-soap shower. I call them rinse-offs.
Yeah.
I was like running real quick and just do it. Dude, I like just rinse. You ever rinse off? You get real sweaty and rinse off with no soap, and it's like you're basically Gladiator. I like just rinse off of water, and I'm like, this is how I used to do it, dude. You would just go into a river. Like, you had like an important date. You'd be outside just like eating bugs and doing shit, and you just would like put water on you and be like, dude, I'm fresh as fuck right
eating
now.
Eating bugs.
You know what also is weird? This is, I mean, we've covered this. Now that we're getting out all our fucking old white guy gripes. You know what else has been bothering me for a while? I watched a comedy special last night of this white chick that just totally appropriated black culture. Like, that's her identity.
Okay.
And then
what color's your hair?
It's black.
Okay, a lot of times they do like red hair.
She's got a fro.
Yeah, okay.
A white chick with a fro. Come on,
interesting.
Now. Come on, man.
Okay.
But it's like just going on and totally like twerking and like just doing all this shit and like.
She's a comedian?
Yeah, I'll show you. I'll show you in between.
Fat ass or no?
Yeah, she's attractive, but it's all like, it's all about like being as far left as possible. But then the entire time that involves appropriating black culture.
Oh, for sure.
Like to the nth degree, like coming out and be like, "Yes, bitch," like all that. Yeah. It's just like, slow down, slow down.
Yeah,
think
there's
about
a,
what you're doing.
That's pretty uncomfortable, dude. I've seen that before. Even with Britney, I'll see like they'll just be like random white chicks who are like, "Yes, girl, oh my god!" And I get uncomfortable for them. I'm like, "What are you doing?"
Yeah.
Because it's funny because I've noticed she'll just be like, "Okay, all right," like, "What the fuck?" It's just gotta be weird.
And they'll be the first to be like, "A white person with dreadlocks is evil. That's not your hair." And it's like, well, you've adopted their entire personality.
Yeah.
And you use it comedically. It's not like it's like an ironic way of using black terminology.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They'll be like, for sure.
Yes, bitch. And it's like, you're not using that genuinely.
That's like all like 23-year-old white chicks now.
Yeah.
That's just, that's like the mode. That's the mode.
Like, yeah, and it's, you know, it's because of the internet. It's like Twitter and all that shit. It's like, that's how we talk now.
Yeah, but if someone came
is
up...
ironically just culturally appropriating people.
Yeah.
Ironically, and then being the moral compass for everybody else.
Dude, it's odd. It is odd, but it's also you're dealing with people who aren't scratching the surface, really.
Yeah.
They're just reacting. They're seeing stuff and they're like, yes, oh my God, this is everything.
I love this. Yes.
Oh, wait, what did they say? Canceled. What else is going on? Oh, look at this. I'm sending a picture of NeNe Leakes fucking frowning to my friend. NeNe Leakes is from Atlanta, Housewives of Atlanta, excuse me.
Yeah.
I need my
I'm gonna text Yang, dude. I will text Yang and be like, fucking stimulate you, bro. You couldn't save one job. Stimulate me.
Just for your legacy, stimulate my economy, please.
If Yang just donated to me, he gets like shit on by Asian people for being a race traitor for saying I shouldn't be fired.
Big time, dude.
It's fucking wild, dude.
Yeah, dude. He's a. What do you think they're calling him? What kind of words do you think they would call him?
I know. You thinking if it's the Asian version of an Uncle Tom? Number one Uncle Tom.
Uncle Tom Young?
Golden Uncle Tom?
I think they call white people, like a racist Asian, Jackson, shush. A racist Asian calls white people pigs. So they'd be
hilarious.
Pig lover. They would call him like a pig.
A pig is like a very, that's the one that kind of, you know, because white racial slurs can just slide right off me, but when someone calls me a pig.
Sorry, my dogs were yelling. I thought I heard something fucked up.
I get hit with the, because pig is, I'm very pink skinned and piggish.
That's a hurtful one.
So if someone calls me a pig, I'm kind of like, all right, that fucking little on the nose.
You're just sitting there like,
Matt, don't be a fucking jerk, dude.
No, I'm saying you'd make the nose and you're like, fuck China, dude. I don't Milo. Fucking look like.
Yeah, dude. China, what are you talking about?
Dude, let's break like off and slide in the paint.
Heard that. They better fucking saying. Keep him, dude.
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
He's fucking hate crime by two Nigerians who love Trump. That's a hard hate crime, dude.
That sucks.
Actually, it's funny he says that. Same thing happened to me.
What happened?
I didn't call it in. Same exact thing that happened to him.
Really?
Yeah. I think it was the same exact guys.
What did they do to you?
I didn't want to make a big stink about it, but they hate crime me.
What'd they do?
Same thing they did to him.
They put a noose around your neck?
No, they just did white stuff to me.
Poured bleach on you?
They did white stuff to me.
Like what?
They put like a big puffy winter coat on me and like, get out of here, white boy. And I was like, oh, fuck, goddamn. It's MAGA country, white boy.
They said that to you?
Yeah.
When did this
happen? Two Scandinavians, dude.
Really? When did this happen?
Two Swedes.
Two Swedes hit you with like, this is Malala country. Yeah, man.
Yeah, two Swedes were like, this is for the apartheid mother. I was like, oh, what the fuck's going on?
The Swedes will get you.
For sure.
That's a scary bunch.
But yeah, man. But that was my thinking on the way up. I was just like,
I wonder if we can be racist against Swedes.
For sure.
Yeah, we can get them.
For fucking sheer. Fucking
pieces of shit.
What do you got going? What's going on with Swedes? Actually, I have a friend who's a Swede. I like him very much.
Legos?
They invented Legos?
Yeah.
That's kind of chill.
Yeah, I think they got Legos and like IKEA.
I'm not going to pop off. Yeah.
They love building.
Sort of.
Tiny building things.
They sort of like
that. No one ever can follow the directions.
I told you my last year's Halloween costume was going to be.
What's that?
Swedish carpenter. Have a tool belt with just Allen keys.
Oh, man. That's pretty funny.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Did you
come up with it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, dude, I think of cool shit all fucking day. When you're religious, dude, when you're religious like me,
yeah,
God blesses you.
God blesses you with sick ass ideas.
The whole point.
So wait, what?
I got like into this wormhole about Rachel Dolezal the other day.
Yeah, how she's the best,
dude. My whole thing is that like she gets laughed at by like the most lib of liberals. Will be like, oh my god, like if you bring up Dolezal, they're like, oh my god, please, that's ridiculous. You know what? You know what they're. Like, take against why you should be able to laugh at her for trying to change races is? You know their reasoning?
No, why?
Because it's a privilege, because a white person can more easily fake black, although I think that's kind of offensive.
I think it's offensive.
Someone who's thinking about transing myself.
You should trans.
I might trans racially.
Yeah.
So it's like she.
So you're just gonna go blackface 24/7?
Well, that was the thing.
Just
about
go
her.
Straight, like not even brown, just thick black makeup on your face at all times, and just be like, I am black.
That was the thing about her. It was like, it is fucked up because it's like, so the whole story. I think I've said this before though, but she claims to be of getting like molested by her family, her religious family, and they were getting like severely. Her and her adopted black siblings were getting molested and severely beaten.
Yeah.
And when she came out, that's when her parents were like. Scooby-Doo to her, I'm like, no, she's fucking white.
Yeah, rip that
so
mask.
In order for her, she had like this traumatic childhood who like any other like liberal-minded person would be like, oh my God, that's horrible. But she dealt with it by like mildly blackfacing. That was her fucking,
such a sick way to handle
that
it.
That was her happy thought. She was just like, I'm black.
Dude, I wish everybody that got PTSD just did blackface. Instead of all our troops committing suicide, sick would it be if
it
all our
tropic
troops...
thundered?
If all our troops just went full blackface, you'd just see a dude walking around the mall, just a thick blackface on.
Oh, man.
Be like, damn, we lost another troop.
Look at that fucking warrior.
He's
dude.
Got PTSD. He'd dude. Salute dudes with blackface. Be like, thank you for your service, bro. And then you could steal valor by doing blackface.
You could, dude.
Go get a free Auntie Anne's pretzel.
You didn't earn that. You got to earn that.
Some other dude in blackface would call you out. Be like, yeah? What squad were you with? Where were you?
What motherfucking squad were you with?
Two dudes tap dancing blackface at each other.
Yeah, so
can't even tap dance, dude. You don't have PTSD.
she solved her traumatic childhood by mild blackface, and then like did all this like
and then
fantastic
fought for black
work,
civil rights,
fantastic work in the black community. Just full like you know, the weirdest thing in the world. But it's so weird for someone to be like, just even like to, like if you try to question even by that logic of like. It's easier for a white person to trans black, which is like not really.
Tell that to Sosa, dude. Tell that to old Sammy Sosa, dude.
Yeah, dude. Or look
he
at me.
Trans.
If I were to try to trans to black, it wouldn't be easy. People would be like, dude, why is that white guy? Like, I'd instantly get caught in blackface. So it's like there's a small percentage of people who can kind of like sneakily do this. But by that logic, it's easier for women to trans to men. Mm. All you need is a fucking haircut and to go to Target and buy some dungarees, dude. And it's like, you're a fucking dude. For a guy, you got to get, like, fucking tits. You got to, like, take, you know. The girls
trans
take...
to a black woman, you mean?
No. It's easier. I'm talking about just men and women now.
So
it's, like, to be, like, well, Dolezal can't racially trans because it's privileged on her part.
I hear you.
But it's in that level, it's like, all right, well, as a man.
It's harder for me to trans
woman,
to become a woman.
Dude, it's so much harder.
Yeah.
But, like, I you know, and as a girl, it's, like, dungarees, pocket tee.
Baggy t-shirt.
Cut the hair off.
Shave your head, get a nice baseball hat.
You're fucking in, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, you could take hormones and get jacked, but at that point, you're just being a pig.
Get like
jacked.
A wheat hanging out your mouth. You know what I mean?
Well,
just become a cowboy.
Women take hormones, too.
Yeah.
The trans, but it's like, you're kind of juicing, bro.
Yeah, getting jacked. Taking
yeah,
roids,
it's like
dude.
You're
kind
of juicing, dude. This is kind of on. Now I'm threatened because now you're juicing. I'm gonna get fucking. You're going to fucking beat me up.
So you're afraid of trans men?
Yeah.
Women that have transed into men.
They're taking hormones, dude.
They're getting fucking, they're roided out.
They're literally taking testosterone.
That's what that one dude in GameStop was on. You see him?
No.
Holy shit, dude. It's great. It's one of the better videos out right now.
What happened?
It's this GameStop guy that's, I mean, it's old, but clearly a dude.
Mm-hmm.
Like 100% a man.
Sure.
But he's wearing like women's clothing. And I guess the GameStop employee might have said, misgendered him. Her.
How dare.
And this fucking dude spazzed. It's funny.
And he started wrecking shop.
He starts screaming, and it's just straight up man voice again.
He turned into real life Mario Party,
dude. Ma'am. You call me ma'am.
Oh,
and it's like, yes,
God.
This is amazing. This is it's so funny. You got to see it.
Dude, so that's the thing. Like, you know, there's people who've
been. He roided out.
People will get ridiculous. Well,
a trans dude roid raged in a fucking GameStop.
If you're that's the other thing, too. If you're taking hormones, it fucks with your head.
Yeah,
you're 9 times more likely to kill yourself. Not, it might be like 4, but if you start taking hormones, they always say that though. They're like, trans people kill themselves. Which people are definitely fucking.
It's funny that
people are dogging trans people for sure. But there's that like you know, people take like SSRIs, and there was that study where like teenagers were killing themselves and shit from taking like depression pills.
Oh wow!
If you fuck with your testosterone hard enough, your chances of killing yourself like quadruple.
Yeah, it's sick that we all have odds.
What?
Personally.
Oh, for sure.
Like, what are the odds I kill myself?
Well, the odds...
And then it's like you take some pills and it's like, that just doubled. It's like, well, what was the original one? Can you
it's
find 50-50. Out? Can you scientifically tell me the original one? Because I'd love to know where I'm at.
So there's like this fact... I think age is a big one. the biggest age range is 40
to kill yourself.
Yeah, it's like, it's, I like see that. 37 to like 49. Yeah,
31, it's like, I still could pull this thing out. Mm-hmm. I could still make something happen. Yep. But once you start to hit 40 and 50, it's just like, shit.
Yep.
Didn't pan out.
Or
it's fuck
like,
it.
Or like, you have like, I mean, dude, there's one, there's like the levels of having kids too, of like, you're, you know, say you're 30, you have a kid, like this is gonna, and then you slowly, your life's falling apart, and you watch this like kid that you created's life fall apart. Yeah. That can start getting dark.
Watch a like, shitty kid.
Yeah, you're like, fuck, man, I fucked this up. And you're like, fuck.
Yeah.
This person I made hates me, and like, I fucking suck, and I did, whoa, like, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, this is like the shit people contend with. It's like, then, you know, it's like, you know, you've always had it in the back of your head, and you're just like,
yeah,
you start to think of other things you could do. You're like, nope, did it all. And you're like, fuck.
Yeah.
So there's, and then the next group is like, I think, is it 20? Yeah, I think it's like 20s and then high schoolers. No, no. Is it geezers? Geezers are high up there too.
Oh, if I'm a geezer, I can definitely see that reasonably happening.
Geezies are high up there.
Dude, if you're just chilling in a nursing home.
I think it's, yeah, 40-year-old geezies. And then it's,
geezies love hitting that fucking eject button.
For sure.
Yeah.
Well, in other countries too, like the, I think in like Zimbabwe, is it Zimbabwe? In Mozambique or whatever. When people get old enough, they're like
the Sudan is what you, with yeah. The at the beginning is the. It's not Sudan. The Mozambique.
Oh, the Mozambique. The Mozambique. Dude, they have like a thing where like older people will just suicide by just running and jumping off a cliff.
That's fucking awesome.
I know, dude. That's awesome. I heard this and I was like, dude, fuck.
Grandma Pat, if you're listening, run off a fucking cliff, would you? We're fucking sick of you.
Dude, imagine.